possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria. This is Johnny Rabbit. We are at your service at KMOX. Kevin Killeen, wow, he's making an impromptu appearance today. He just got finished washing the dishes. Did you wash the dishes, or do you have a dishwasher, a mechanical device?
Are you speaking to me, Mr. Rabbit?
You don't wash the dishes, in other words. No, somebody else
washes the dishes. We have a dishwasher, and when you called, I was asking, you know, we have one of those cards on the front, clean, and then you flip it over and it's dirty. And I was saying, is this clean or dirty? And then you said, who is this?
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
You'll need it. Well, Kevin, it was nice to see you just last week. Just remind me, last week, there you appeared. I was just getting a haircut, and who rushed in the door? I mean, it was like I thought it was Clark Kent coming in. No, it was Kevin.
Yeah, the reason I was calling on you is our friend and sort of a man well known about town had died, Greg Romberg.
Right.
He was big in construction. He owned his own company, New Way. He was on the Missouri History Board, the Kirkwood Transportation Museum, and then he had his own like one man Citizen Kane's Wonderland where he collected all the stuff in his own warehouse. And he was just a figure larger than life among those who sometimes collect things and try to sneak in something past their wife, you know, and say, oh, we've had that a long time. But here's a guy that he had square footage the size of a Walmart supercenter filled with fire trucks and wooden horse carousels and pinball machines, slot machines, old big signs that he would lower down off the sides of buildings, you know, just to save them from the wrecking ball.
Sure.
And he seemed to be a man. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What drove him? It was like he was trying to protect these things from going into oblivion. That was his mission.
I think that's true. Yeah, he wanted to protect the history of St. Louis. These devices, these artifacts, generally speaking, had something to do with St. Louis from the Industrial Revolution on, you know, even into the 60s or 70s, depending on what it was. Could have been a pinball machine, like one of the original pinball machines, up to something that maybe you played in the back in the 70s. And a merry-go-round, everything operated, everything was restored. He had full-time staff just taking care of these things. He just didn't throw something in a room, it looks okay. It had to look perfect. And that's what he did. And he collected St. Louis. Very much, you know, if you could compare the Missouri History Museum, the Missouri Historical Society, with Greg Romberg's private museum, which was called the Antique Warehouse. And if somebody wants to look at some of the material, you can do it on the Internet. Don't say Antique Warehouse, because that's owned by somebody in Canada. So you have to put in AntiqueWHS.com, AntiqueWHS.com, and you will see some of that collection that Kevin has been talking about. And we were, when we did that interview, we were standing outside of an Ethiopian coffee shop on Olive Street Road in Olivet, and they're right behind a giant gold eagle. Now, if Greg Romberg had seen, I swear to you, seen that gold eagle, he would try to get it if it had some real connection to St. Louis or was historic. I don't know why the gold eagle is there or not, but it is. So that's what was there, is there, and who knows what's going to happen with it. I don't know. I hope his family will continue on with it. It would be a big project, just the upkeep on a place like that. As you described, a Walmart-sized facility needs air conditioning, it needs heat, it needs some. You have to have insurance. A huge project, but it kept him alive. It kept him going for so many years.
And, you know, we all think with our junk that we can't take it with us. And I know he was a religious man. He was a strong Catholic, and he knew that, you know, this is a short deal we got here, and I'm going to have to let go of all my stuff. But I still think he was kind of thinking, like, there's something worth saving here for somebody else to see. And you were mentioning how he liked to restore stuff to its original pristine condition.
Sure.
Some of his best friends in the collecting community used to rib him about that. Bill Chrisman, he's a big sign collector.
Yep.
And as an example, Bill Chrisman has a sign from outside the Coral Courts Motel. And Chrisman has it just sitting out in the rain. You know, what do they call the drama of decay? You know, it looks very authentic, but Greg Romberg used to say, it pains me to see him leaving that out in the rain. We should get it in and spray paint it and scrape it down. So he liked to get everything back to zero, back to its original factory look.
Yeah, that's very true. A lot of times on these, and his, it was a big collection of porcelain neon signs. Many times those signs have been painted over for another business. That may not be, when you see a certain name, may not be what it was originally, but it's still there. You can go back and get the original sign by a lot of care and a lot of restoration.
Yeah. Oh, let me say something real quick.
Yes, sir.
It's not just you and me talking about this guy, but while we're speaking, I just got a text from St. Louis Alderwoman Kara Spencer. She says, I loved Greg Romberg. And also, I remember Romberg was friends with former Mayor Francis Slay.
Yeah.
Romberg, among his many sub-collections, was keys to the city. You know how they have a ribbon cutting and they give somebody a key to the city?
Sure.
Well, Francis Slay used to go in there and haggle with him and say, will you sell me this key to the city or that one? So he knew a lot of people.
He sure did, that's for sure. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. I know you got to get back to the dishes, so let me keep you. We'll talk soon.
Never ends.
I know it. Goodbye,
right.
Kevin. Thank you so much. Kevin Killeen from KMOX. Next on our agenda today, David Anderson. David is going to be here in just a matter of a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about what he does in St. Louis. We're going to talk about original art, and he's creating a giant, giant painting in a place where you can actually go to see him work. So we'll talk to David about that and some other things related to art. Next, after that, John Gunther will be here to talk about architecture, and then we're going to have another art-related subject after the 2 o'clock hour. This is Johnny Rabbit at your service at KMOX. We have the noted artist David Anderson in the studio with us right now at KMOX, but you're in another studio. You have your own art studio. Where do you have your art studio, David?
Well, I just moved it, Ron. It was in the one of the Kranzberg properties. Ken and Nancy allowed me to rent it at a very favorable price. It was near the Fox Theater, but I had to move out of there. It was very large, 2,500 square feet.
Wow.
So my new studio is in my home at what was the townhouse apartments across from the Basilica.
Oh, sure. What is it now? It's not the townhouse anymore?
It's just got sold a week ago, and it's now going to be called the View of Forest Park.
Can you see Forest Park from there?
We can't. We're on the top floor, 23rd. We can see the roof of the Basilica and all the way straight down to the arch, but we cannot see Forest Park.
Well, that's a clever name, no doubt about
it. That's right.
You know, there is, I don't know if you... No, Glenn Holt. He was the executive director for many years of the public library in St. Louis. He lives in Seattle now, and he lived at the St. Regis.
Oh.
Right there on Lindell, just a half a block east of King's Highway. And he said he's so glad he doesn't live there anymore because of that giant building that he describes as looking like a giant asparagus that would block his view of Forest Park, even though he's, oh, well. And another building's going to be built there, too. I think Sam Koppler and Associates are going to build a big building on the corner of southeast corner of Kings Highway and Lindell. So you're away from Grand Center. You have your own operation. You got a great view. And, of course, I see that you're always, yep, you're working. You have your paint-splattered smock on. David is wearing a black beret. You have to have that. And look at that large artist's palette. Now, wait a minute. Do you paint in oils or do you paint in watercolor or both?
I paint in, well, I am capable of painting in all mediums. I'm better known internationally for watercolor, which I did exclusively for 5 or 6 years. But now I paint probably 75% in oil.
Hmm.
And it's in oil that I'm doing this very, very large painting for the St. Louis Club.
Now, this is, not to be confused, that people think, wait, that St. Louis Club used to be on Lindell. That's gone. That's been gone since 1925 when there was a big fire there and was redone for the Woolworth store. So I guess there wasn't a, I don't know that there was a St. Louis Club after 25 until around 1970-ish when the current club opened. The current club is in the Pierre Laclede building at Hanley and Forsyth. But it's going to move. Has it already moved?
No. The new space is under construction. It's moving kitty corner to the Centene Plaza C building. And it will be on a much lower floor. On the Laclede building, it's on the upper floors, three floors. It will take a couple of floors in the C building and hopes to open April 1st.
Now, this, what do you mean by the C building? How do I find? Let's say I want to go to the St. Louis Club. You say, well, just go to the Centene C building. What the heck does that mean?
The three Centene buildings are named A, B, and C. The original building is A. The relatively new one is B, which is on the southwest corner of Forsyth and Hanley. And the C building is the very tall one, very large, that Tony's restaurant is in. Right there at the southeast corner.
I'm assuming you eat every day at Tony's and spend most of your time there.
I can't afford it.
Tony's is quite a place. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a presentation this coming Wednesday for Aberdeen Heights on Italian history of St. Louis and the Hill and the Little Italy. And I'm bringing to show a, looks like to me, about a 1955 menu of Tony's that literally is about 3 feet tall. It is the biggest menu in my menu collection. It's gigantic. But the prices are not big. I mean, I can't remember the prices offhand, but a little different pricing today. But when I talked to you this past week, you were having a bowl of soup somewhere.
On the fourth floor of the C building, the entire fourth floor is a fabulous food court for all the tenants in that building.
My gosh.
And the building is very secure. You've got to have a special badge to get in everywhere, but the food court's fabulous. I'm painting this large, large painting off the lobby or in the new lobby on Forsyth, and so I go up there for my bowl of soup in the midst of the painting.
That's great to have identification to have your lunch at the food court. Well, it reminded me simply because you had to have some kind of identification as far as being a city employee or something or related. One of the great dining spots for lunch used to be the cafeteria at Malcolm Bliss Mental Hospital. It was absolutely terrific, but you had to show all these IDs or badges or something to get in. Now, you talk about a big painting. How big is the big painting?
Well, the painting is intended to go in the new entry to the new space for the St. Louis Club. They wanted a painting 16 feet wide and 8 feet tall.
That is big.
And I would need a warehouse with garage doors to paint something that large, and it's very hard to get a canvas that large. So they agreed to downsize it. The one I'm painting is 8 feet wide and 4 feet tall, but they're going to, when I finish it in about another month, that's still a very, very large painting, they're going to photograph it and have it printed on canvas and that will be mounted across the entry of the new club space.
Is this in oil?
In oil.
Gosh, is it going to be framed?
Well, since it's going to be built in, the moldings from the entry will be its framing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds terrific, but what's the subject?
They wanted a river scene, but I felt that we needed to tie the city into the river and everything about the city. So I'm painting a view of the Mississippi River from the east end of the Eads Bridge. The Eads Bridge isn't in the painting. I've done that separately. Mm-hmm. But it's a view looking downriver with river traffic, and the skyline of the city, including the arch, is to the left or to the right in the painting. And there'll be a little bit of the Illinois shoreline on the left.
Any boats in the river?
Yes. There'll be line boats pushing barges, probably a tug or two. I haven't decided how much I should populate the river with craft. I'm waiting till I get a little further into it to see. I don't want to make the painting too complicated, but we need to tie the two together.
That's terrific. Something that's going to be there for a heck of a long time.
Oh, we think so.
I would hope so after all that work. And David is an American artist, works right here, as we said, in St. Louis, and a lot of your works are exhibited in several states, several countries, several museums.
I have paintings in 9 museums. I'm a U.S. Coast Guard artist, member of the Salmagundi Club in New York City. The oldest art club in the U.S.
Salmagundi?
Salmagundi.
What does that word mean?
Well, it's like an Irish stew, but it's not familiar to most Americans. But that club, especially at the turn of the century and into the 20s and 30s, every noteworthy American artist was a member of the Salmagundi Club.
Wow.
I paint all over the world. I have exhibited all over the world. And now we're working for this month and a half on this big painting for the St. Louis Club.
Oh, that's going to be terrific. And can people watch you do the work?
They can. They can come in and watch me paint.
In any certain hours?
Well, I'm generally there from 10 until I tire out because I stand and paint.
Oh,
and it takes a lot of concentration. So maybe 3, perhaps later. But certainly beginning about 10 every day.
That's terrific. You know, the painting I saw of yours, I assume it was sold, the Fox Theater. You did a beautiful painting of the Fox.
I've done 2. I did one in watercolor, and I recently did a very large oil that in the rain. So it, I love it.
So what happened to the paintings?
The watercolor, which was a large watercolor, sold a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The gallery that represents me in Webster Groves still has the other and is available for sale.
What is that gallery?
McCaughan and Burr.
That's an old place.
Around since 1840 and still in the same family.
No kidding. I didn't realize that.
No kidding.
1840.
Yep.
Gosh, that's another good story for us sometime.
Yeah,
on Camel.
Yes, it would
talk
be.
About that. Now, do you teach art? Do you have students?
I teach watercolor and oil.
Did you know James Godwin Scott by any chance? Watercolorist.
I did not. I know his work well. He retired to Arizona or New Mexico, one of the two.
I think Arizona, but I'm not sure.
He has passed.
Yes. Yeah, he was a great guy. I studied art under him. Longer than that ago. So, well, thank you. I know where there's I got to ask you about artificial intelligence. And now today on CBS Sunday Morning, there's a report on writing. And there's been a report on art that's being created by AI.
I saw it.
All right, that's enough of that. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you. I appreciate being on, and nice seeing you again, Ron.
Nice to see you. I hope we'll talk again soon. This is Johnny Rabbit at your service. We're going to study some architecture, maybe even talk about the building we're in and the building that is right across the street from us here at the Park Pacific Building and the Ford and the Plaza Apartments, the official name. And then, well, we've got a lot more planned. I hope you can stick around this afternoon. This is Johnny Rabbit. You are on KMOX. And we are Johnny Rabbit and John Gunther. John Gunther is with us right now, and he is an architect extraordinaire, the official architectural advisor of the Johnny Rabbit at Your Service show. He didn't know that. One of his honors. He has so many honors, it's ridiculous. I've looked at this thing, it's like, you've got this award and that award, and I want you to get a little closer to that microphone, John. And he is situated here at our Studio B microphone in the Park Pacific building. And if you look out the window, now I'm looking out to my right, can you see that red brick building over there?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There, is not quite see it.
Can't quite.
Well, that's the Ford Apartments.
Okay.
Our officially called Ford and the Plaza Apartments when it opened in 1950, designed by Preston J. Bradshaw, who passed away 3 years later and was his final building. And he did so many buildings, as you know, Chase Park Plaza Hotel, Melbourne Hotel, etc. Now that building is—I don't know—would you call that mid-century modern building?
Yes, it's one of the earlier modern designs by him, and it's interesting as his career spanned quite an interesting time period. But so he's done some more historical buildings as well, but certainly that looks towards the future.
Yeah, I guess it did. It's certainly different than the other things he has done, and most of the ones we talked about were the 1920s.
Yes.
I guess that would have probably been his big decade.
I discovered a little lodge on the bluffs of the Mississippi River while sailing by one time, and we came to find out it was designed by Preston J. Bradshaw.
My gosh.
For the Levises, who own the glassworks in Alton.
My goodness.
And it's an English cottage-style vernacular red tile roofs and steel sash windows and half timber and brick. It's quite lovely.
How interesting. Is that open to the public or just?
It is not. It's
private
it's,
home?
It's part of a religious institution now.
Ah, I see. Okay, now that the building we're in.
Yes.
Designed by Moran, Russell, and Crowell, 1928. It's the originally Missouri Pacific Railroad building, now, and then Union Pacific for a while, now the Park Pacific building. Now, what is the architectural style of this building?
Well, I think of it as the beginnings of sort of the of Art Deco, Art Moderne period, with its verticality and reaching for the sky. So, and the step back lines are quite lovely as well. And I would point out that Moran, Russell, and Crowell are actually the descendant firm of H.H. Richardson from Boston, one of the greatest firms of all time. So they came out here when St. Louis was booming and in anticipation of the World's Fair and other great projects.
There are Richardsonian buildings in St. Louis.
There are, yes, yes. There's one that remains west of the Powell Symphony Hall, as a matter of fact.
That's the red brick building
on
the south side of the street?
Yes, correct, yep.
Can't think of the name of the family, though, but it escapes me. Different style and mid-century modern structures. The period, the years would be from, 30 to 70?
Right, 1930 to 70 is a very good time frame for mid-century.
And what do we have? What did you? I know you've had worked on the Shanley Building in Clayton. Now, what is the Shanley Building? A lot of people might not know that name.
Well, Dr. Shanley was a dentist, and he was seeking a very modern building to go with his modern practice, he was looking for the latest styles. Actually, traveled to Chicago to see an exhibit there, and when he came back, he found Harris Armstrong. And Harris Armstrong designed a very, very sleek, if I will, very modernist building, actually the first modern building in the Midwest. And it received numerous awards and accolades, was widely published. But it very horizontal lines, white plaster exterior, emphasizing the horizontal. It had a lovely waiting room that opened up to the south in a sort of a double-story height. It had all custom-designed finishes and furnishings in that room. There was a ceiling, a constellation on the ceiling for, I guess, the little children as they were waiting to visit the dentist to look up and notice. There was maps on the wall, a beautiful built-in seating, andirons in the fire next to the fireplace. It was really, really stunning and beautifully laid out. Even the lighting fixtures were custom designed.
Gosh, now the building is still there.
The building is still there, thankfully, and I want to give a thanks to Steve Brown and Balky Brown and Transwestern for saving that building. It was at one point considered for demolition for a replacement, a high-rise apartment building. But Steve Brown, who I've worked with in the past at on the designs for the Grand Central office building and the powerhouse at Union Station, they found a way to save that corner of the site, build their new residential development, preserve the Shanley Building. And during the COVID times, the pandemic times, he was thinking, everybody's working from home. So how about if we take that dentist building, turn it into an office space, and then let people who rent space in the apartments use that for temporary office spaces for their Zoom calls, their meetings, and so on. So it's a really interesting adaptation. So adaptive reuse is a very important feature to pursue these days.
Oh, it certainly has to be. That is saved. That building was built when?
In the 1930s.
And what are the other buildings like that in St. Louis? Something similar. There seems to be one on Big Bend that has a similar look. It's in white.
Yes, yes. That was by Mutreau, and that was a brick building. I think it was another a doctor's office as well. He had an apartment above, and then his waiting rooms and medical practice just below. And that all faces, and again, a very beautiful art moderne, sort of a streamlined look.
Yeah,
I think originally it was painted white brick. And then he became a partner with Bernuti, William Adair Bernuti. So Bernuti, Mutreau, and Bauer.
What about the DeVille Motor Hotel in Lindell? Should that have been saved? Was it that a mid-century modern?
I believe it was. Yes, yeah. I think you know. Anytime we lose those, it's a shame.
Sure. It is. Now, yeah. What's going on with the Optimus International Building in Lyndall?
Well, that is under further review. I think there's some renewed interest on the Optimus Building by another developer now, and we'll wait to see. But the hope is that at a minimum, it can be preserved and adaptively reused. It meaning the corner building, what we refer to it as the pavilion building, mm-hmm. And it's about a story and a half, very powerful form with cantilevered structure and a very expressive structural system. And then the idea is how can that be repurposed? And then if one wants to add additional residential units, can those go to the east and to the south of the building, perhaps a new L-shaped building? One of the buildings that is there currently would need to be taken down. It's an eastern mid-rise block of lesser significance by the same firm, though. And but that one, if that had to come down, at least it could make way for a new residential tower that could serve the needs of the developer while still preserving the iconic gem that's on the corner.
The developer is a definite that
it's all in progress right now.
In progress, sort of like tuned, the Jefferson yes. Hotel.
Stay tuned.
And the Railway Exchange Building.
Right.
Well, now that the Railway Exchange Building has been condemned or whatever the terminology is and all boarded up, do you think that's going to help it be redeveloped?
I certainly hope so. I actually, when I returned to St. Louis in 1979, that was my first office space there. I was working with Gene Mackey there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were up high up on there, on that near the top of the building. And magnificent views. It's a wonderful full block of a building with an interior light court. It's rife with possibilities. It truly is. And I certainly hope that people are creative in how they think about repurposing it, because it would be absolutely a shame to lose that magnificent building.
Yeah.
But hopefully some creative ideas will come forward.
A lot of terracotta there, as we have in this building and several others in St. Louis, like the old General American Life Insurance, Missouri Life mm-hmm. Insurance Building.
Yes.
I had 15th and Locust. Did you grow up here in St. Louis?
I did, yes. Born and raised here.
A grade school?
Yes, I did. I was near CBC, the old CBC High School, my first year of life, and then my parents moved out to the country.
Oh.
So we lived in a home that was actually dated back to the 1700s, but it was the caretaker's house for the Ganahl Dairy Estate, and you might know it as the barn at Lucerne now.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But that was all part of the complex, but that's where I grew up, and in those days I attended Holy Infant grade school.
High school?
In Baldwin. Attended Chaminade High School and on Lindbergh. And I have to say, as an architect, I am always so very grateful. I'm grateful for the generalized education I received there. But I have to share one story with you. I took a technical drafting class my senior year with Walter Resch. And he gave us an assignment to design a house or measure a house we lived in and do an addition. And so I did the secondary, and I drew up a cabin in the woods that we had, and I proposed an addition to it. And when I turned it in, he asked me, have I ever thought about being an architect?
Oh, my gosh.
And those eight words changed my life forever, and it's been a wonderful 46 years. So,
isn't that wonderful?
So I owe so much to Chaminade, Mr. Resch, for pointing me in that direction.
Oh, he did a great job. What if you hadn't been an architecture? What was your? Do you have a goal? Do you have a path in mind?
I cannot think of anything else. This is a calling and an avocation.
Oh gosh, a lot of tasks. You were involved in the Fieldhouse Museum, Eugene
yes.
Fieldhouse. A lot of people visualize the house.
Yes,
and now there's a museum.
There's a museum. Yes, and it was a really interesting assignment. It was to create a new museum of a certain size. And the original field house was one of 12 in a row house, and to add on, we looked at the original. It was the last one of 12 standing. Mm-hmm. So the new building occupies the footprints of the original row houses. So you might say the addition is a ghost row house.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had enough program for the first floor, so that's why it's a one-story building.
Right.
But literally, when you look at the facade, Every door and window is where it would have been had it been in the original row house, even including the glass bridge that links to the original building. So everything is on that same module.
See, what you can see when you see it. When you take a look. Sometimes
exactly.
You go, okay, don't just pass buildings by and
yes.
Just wonder, why is it that way? Well, by the way, John Gunther, who, as I said, has more awards and honors, and Carter has little liver pills, will return with us in just moments on KMOX. Johnny Rabbit, we're at your service, and we being myself and John Gunther, architect here, we've been talking about a lot of stuff, but you live way out west.
Yes.
You designed a city hall out there.
Yes, we had the privilege of designing the new Wildwood City Hall. Mm-hmm. This is back a while now. We founded the city in 1995. But Power Sox and Associates and myself and a group of others, we teamed up and created the new City Hall there.
That's terrific.
Downtown Main Street.
Now, coming down to the Grand Center area, there's a church, what's left of it, a Grand Center Spring Avenue Church. What's the story with that?
Well, it is a very wonderful historic church. Sadly, it burnt and the roof burnt away, and now it's known as the Open Roof Church. It's one of the terminologies for it. It has been stabilized, and the interiors have been, you can walk through it. It's an open-air park-like setting, if you will, and then there's a pathway that leads up to it. Prior to what is there today, I was part of a design team that came up with some fascinating ideas for new landscaping. But one of the things that was very moving, Ann Hamilton, who's an environmental artist, came up with an idea to have speakers in the ground with the choir's voices rising up and emanating from the earth when you stood inside that space. A beautiful idea, sadly, a very expensive idea.
I can imagine.
So we were not able to realize that. But I am so grateful that the Pulitzer Foundation has saved that building and has stabilized it, and it's open to the public.
Do you think they'll ever finish it again and put a roof on it?
I don't think they will, and I think it's really really elegant in its current state to be in mm-hmm. in this beautiful outdoor space, an interior space originally, but currently outdoor. And might I also add, Theodore Link, the architect for Union Station,
sure.
His residence was just to the north side, to the left of that church, and you can still see its foundations.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's wonderful interconnections in history as you connect the dots.
Well, yeah, the name Chaffetz you know very well,
yes.
But now this news just came out, Major League Pickleball coming to St. Louis. The St. Louis Storm, owned by Richard Chaffetz, operated by his son Ross, it's coming. It's going to be in a league of 24 teams. Season is going to actually start next week. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, has a pickleball team. What? So do you think there's going to be a new pickleball Chaffetz Arena?
Oh, I would hope that the Chaffetz is accommodating and flexible enough to actually have it inside there. Maybe they can work out a schedule. And because I was fortunate enough to be part of the design team,
sure.
in designing the Chaffetz Arena back 2003 to 2008. And part of our mission was to create a very, very flexible multi-use facility. So it's 10,600 seats, not a bad sight line in there because it was designed for basketball only, not to accommodate hockey, but basketball only. So all the sight lines emanate from the court, and everything's very well worked out, and acoustics are really good. But there's great concerts there all the time, as well as the athletic events. So hopefully we'll see some pickleball there as well.
I hope so. You never know. What the heck? The zoo, you did some work at the zoo as well.
Yes, yeah. The south entrance to the St. Louis Zoo, this goes back to 1979 to 82. When we arrived at the site, it was simply a sloping lawn into a yard inlet. The train track was there, but there, if you may say, there was no there. When you arrived, there was no sense of arrival. So when you pass through the existing brick arches, we created a new plaza. And then around that plaza, we created a pool of water. And around that, we created a train tunnel. And when you pass through the train tunnel, the waterfall comes over the opening in the train tunnel. And there's even an overlook where you can look back on the plaza. So I love it. I go back from time to time, and it does my heart so much good to see the families posing, taking pictures, memorable pictures of their families in front of the waterfall there. So it's a great public space in St. Louis.
Now, you don't just build the buildings and let it go. You got to go tell people about your adventures. And you do that recently. You're coming up with Oasis.
Has got a yes, couple of yes. Things. Yeah, I love to share anything I learn about architecture in general as well as design. So coming up for Oasis very soon on February 2nd. It's a Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. It's a 2-hour session. Is my first part of talking about the architecture of Rome across time. I had the good fortune of traveling there in 2017, 18, and 19 for 10 days each in the summers with my wife, Jane. And while she was attending meetings, I was able to walk about Rome. I actually walked one trip. I walked 90 miles on foot in 10 days. So I surprised myself, but I guess how wonderful Rome is you just go from place to place.
And you take your Brownie camera with you.
The first year I brought all my cameras. By the last trip, it was my iPhone. Yeah. But because they take wonderful pictures. But at any rate, the first session will be talking about the origins of Rome, ancient Rome, the Roman Republic, classical Rome, medieval Rome, and Renaissance Rome. And then there's a follow-up, a second session on the architecture of Rome across time on the following Thursday, the 9th of February, 10:30 to 12:30. And in this one, we delve into more of the modern works of Rome, Baroque Rome, and then the structure of the city, and then the architecture of early modern and modern Rome. So I hope folks can tune in, because this is from firsthand experience and observation of the magnificent architecture of Rome, which is truly a city of layers. It's just, you can see ancient Rome right alongside modern Rome. It's a magnificent city. I truly love it, and I look forward to sharing it with people who can attend both in person and via Zoom.
And if you want information, here's the Oasis number, area code 314-862-4859, 862-4859, extension 24. If you hear that paper turning in the background, that's him counting his $100 bills. That he just,
not true.
John, before you go, name five buildings, if you will, in downtown St. Louis that our listeners should take some time to look at. Now, I've selected five, so let's. I warned him about this ahead of time, so I'm not just trying to catch him on guard. Let's find out if any of ours are the same choices. Yours are first, if you will. The Gateway Arch, of course, doesn't count because we're not going east of 4th Street.
Oh, well, that's not fair. That's the absolute beginning point and the origins of our city. So even though it's outside the boundaries, I'm going to go ahead and say the Gateway Arch. It's a magnificent structure.
You've got to follow the rules.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking the rules. Alongside the arch there, and the old cathedral and the old courthouse are two magnificent structures that one must see and appreciate in person. The Wainwright Building by Louis Sullivan is the first expression of the modern high-rise building. It's classically composed with a base, a middle, and a top. But there's a wonderful example of terracotta. Mm-hmm. And the terracotta, when you look at it, it's based upon the hop leaves.
Makes sense.
And so he's actually advertising what Mr. Wainwright did right there for everybody to see. There's another interesting building just to the south of it, which is now the Spire Building. It's a parallelogram. It's two triangles with a cylindrical lobby, glass lobby. And it was designed by Philip Johnson, and it was one of his last modern works of architecture before he went into the mid-century modern.
Interesting.
So that's another one to take a look at. I would encourage folks to go see the Lambert Building on Washington Avenue. I had the privilege of working on the restoration of that in 1984 to 86, and we created a whole new arcade right through the main length of the mm-hmm. building. And
beautiful
and
jobs.
Yes, thank you. So those are a few.
Those are good.
Now let's hear yours.
Unfortunately, we've just run out of time.
Okay.
I'll give mine a little later on. I don't have any of those, though.
Well, can I wish you one thing? Yeah. I wish you a happy Lunar New Year, the year of the rabbit.
Thank you, John. Come fly. This is Johnny Rabbit at KMOX.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
But Powers Power Socks and Associates and myself and a group of others, we teamed up and created the new City Hall there.
That's terrific.
Downtown Main Street.
Now, coming down to the Grand Center area, there's a church, what's left of it, a Grand Center Spring Avenue Church. What's the story with that?
Well, it is a very wonderful historic church. Sadly, it burnt and the roof burnt away, and now it's known as the Open Roof Church. It's one of the terminologies for it. It has been stabilized, and the interiors have been, you can walk through it. It's an open-air park-like setting, if you will, and then there's a pathway that leads up to it. Prior to what is there today, I was part of a design team that came up with some fascinating ideas for new landscaping. But one of the things that was very moving, Ann Hamilton, who's an environmental artist, came up with an idea to have speakers in the ground with the choir's voices rising up and emanating from the earth when you stood inside that space. A beautiful idea, sadly, a very expensive idea.
I can imagine.
So we were not able to realize that. But I am so grateful that the Pulitzer Foundation has saved that building and has stabilized it, and it's open to the public.
Do you think they'll ever finish it again and put a roof on it?
I don't think they will, and I think it's really really elegant in its current state to be in mm-hmm. in this beautiful outdoor space, an interior space originally, but currently outdoor. And might I also add, Theodore Link, the architect for Union Station,
sure.
His residence was just to the north side, to the left of that church, and you can still see its foundations.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's wonderful interconnections in history as you connect the dots.
Well, yeah, the name Chaffetz you know very well, yes. But now this news just came out, Major League Pickleball coming to St. Louis. The St. Louis Storm, owned by Richard Chaffetz, operated by his son Ross. It's coming. It's going to be in a league of 24 teams. Season is going to actually start next week. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, has a pickleball team. Do you think there's going to be a new pickleball Chaffetz Arena?
Oh, I would hope that the Chaffetz is accommodating and flexible enough to actually have it inside there. Maybe they can work out a schedule. And because I was fortunate enough to be part of the design team,
sure,
in designing the Chaffetz Arena back 2003 to 2008. And part of our mission was to create a very, very flexible multi-use facility. So it's 10,600 seats, not a bad sight line in there because it was designed for basketball only, not to accommodate hockey, but basketball only. So all the sight lines emanate from the court, and everything's very well worked out, and acoustics are really good. But there's great concerts there all the time, as well as the athletic events. So hopefully we'll see some pickleball there as well.
I hope so. You never know. What the heck? The zoo, you did some work at the zoo as well.
Yes, yeah. The south entrance to the St. Louis Zoo, this goes back to 1979 to 82. When we arrived at the site, it was simply a sloping lawn, into a yard inlet. The train track was there, but there, if you may say, there was no there. When you arrived, there was no sense of arrival. So when you pass through the existing brick arches, we created a new plaza. And then around that plaza, we created a pool of water. And around that, we created a train tunnel. And when you pass through the train tunnel, the waterfall comes over the opening in the train tunnel. And there's even an overlook where you can look back on the plaza. So I love it. I go back from time to time, and it does my heart so much good to see the families posing, taking pictures, memorable pictures of their families in front of the waterfall there. So it's a great public space in St. Louis.
Now, you don't just build the buildings and let it go. You got to go tell people about your adventures. And you do that recently. You're coming up with Oasis.
Has got a couple of things. Yes. Yeah, I love to share anything I learn about architecture in general as well as design. So coming up for Oasis very soon on February 2nd, it's a Thursday morning, at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30, it's a two-hour session, is my first part of talking about the architecture of Rome across time. I had the good fortune of traveling there in 2017, 18, and 19 for 10 days each in the summers with my wife, Jane. And we while she was attending meetings, I was able to walk about Rome. I actually walked one trip. I walked 90 miles on foot in 10 days. So I surprised myself. But that's how wonderful Rome is you just go from place to place. And
you take your Brownie camera with you.
The first year I brought all my cameras. By the last trip, it was my iPhone. Yeah. But because they take wonderful pictures. But at any rate, the first session will be talking about the origins of Rome, ancient Rome, the Roman Republic, classical Rome, medieval Rome, and Renaissance Rome. And then there's a follow-up, a second session on the architecture of Rome across time on the following Thursday, the 9th of February, 10:30 to 12:30. And in this one, we delve into more of the modern works of Rome, Baroque Rome, and then the structure of the city, and then the architecture of early modern and modern Rome. So I hope folks can tune in because this is from firsthand experience and observation of the magnificent architecture of Rome, which is truly a city of layers. It's just, you can see ancient Rome right alongside modern Rome. It's a magnificent city. I truly love it, and I look forward to sharing it with people who can attend both in person and via Zoom.
And if you want information, here's the Oasis number, area code 314-862-4859, 862-4859, extension 24. If you hear that paper turning in the background, that's him counting his $100 bills. That he
just, not true.
John, before you go, name five buildings, if you will, in downtown St. Louis that our listeners should take some time to look at. Now, I've selected five, so let's. I warned him about this ahead of time, so I'm not just trying to catch him on guard. Let's find out if any of ours are the same choices. Yours are first, if you will. The Gateway Arch, of course, doesn't count because we're not going east of 4th Street.
Oh, well, that's not fair. That's the absolute beginning point and the origins of our city. So even though it's outside the boundaries, I'm going to go ahead and say the Gateway Arch. It's a magnificent structure.
You've got to follow the rules.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking the rules. Alongside the arch there and, the old cathedral and the old courthouse are two magnificent structures that one must see and appreciate in person. The Wainwright Building by Louis Sullivan is the first expression of the modern high-rise building. It's classically composed with a bass, a middle, and a top. But there's a wonderful example of terracotta. Mm-hmm. And the terracotta, when you look at it, it's based upon the hop leaves.
Makes sense.
And so he's actually advertising what Mr. Wainwright did right there for everybody to see. There's another interesting building just to the south of it, which is now the Spire Building. It's a parallelogram. It's two triangles with a cylindrical lobby, glass lobby, and it was designed by Philip Johnson, and it was one of his last modern works of architecture before he went into the mid-century modern.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
So that's another one to take a look at. I would encourage folks to go see the Lambert Building on Washington Avenue. I had the privilege of working on the restoration of that in 1984 to 86, and we created a whole new arcade right through the main length of the mm-hmm. building and
beautiful
and shops.
Job.
Yes, thank you. So those are a few.
Those are good.
Now let's hear yours.
Unfortunately, we've just run out of time.
Okay,
I'll get mine a little later on. I don't have any of those though.
Well, can I wish you one thing? Yeah. I wish you a happy Lunar New Year, of the Rabbit.
Thank you, John. Come fly. This is Johnny Rabbit at KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.